The podcast that shall not be named. Episode 47, I believe. I didn't write it down tonight, so I'm not sure. It's November 25th, Monday. About 9:45 in the evening. And I'm standing out to Lighthouse Lookout and got totally distracted as I tried to start the podcast. I actually had to restart it here because it derailed me. Just as I hit the record button, and by the waves in the background are not recorded. Well, they're recorded to you, but they're recorded live right now. I just hit the play button, and the lighthouse, our newly refurbished lighthouse in the last year that's gone from the rotating lens to the new 360-degree LED pattern, it flashes about every 7 seconds normally. And just as I hit the play, the light came on and stayed on, and then it started strobing, turning on and off in a rapid fashion, and then going off, and then coming on and strobing, then going off, and coming on and strobing. I've never seen it do it before, at least not the LED version. I've seen the mechanical one fail before. As a matter of fact, a couple years ago, after the harbor froze over, something went wrong in the servo mechanism on the lighthouse, which is totally automated. And it went from one rotation about every 7 seconds to one rotation every second. And it continued to do that all winter long. I felt sorry for the people that live along the harbor because I think that would have gotten distracting after a while. I'm going to turn the cart down just a little bit here. Not the mic, turn the cart down. There we go. Bring the mic back up a little bit. Anyhow, before we go too much further, again, I did a shout out on Twitter today, but I'd like to thank Anthony Marco for doing the Follow Friday. I had to look it up. Shows my hipness on Twitter. Forgive me, we don't have cell phone coverage within 20 miles of here. So, unless I happen to be somewhere where I actually have coverage, like on top of Brockway Mountain last Friday, I don't always have my notifications turned on. Because by the time I get them, everything's pretty late or pretty old. But it was cool to see the shout-out of Virtual Youper along with the rest of the podcasting tribe. That was really cool. It made my afternoon and evening there, Anthony. Thank you. And also thank you to the new followers. I guess that means I have to start tweeting again. I do occasionally put something out, but it normally has to be an event or I have to be out somewhere that catches my fancy to put out a tweet. Anyhow, as I said, I'm out at the Lighthouse Lookout. It's windy, but it's tolerable. At least I found a spot where I can get a little bit out of it and be outside. I've had too many Jeep casts the last couple weeks, and that's only been because it's been so windy outside. All you would have heard is wind and not me. It's snowing pretty good. It's been doing that for several days. I think winter is here to stay, although winter is still almost a month away as far as the date is concerned. Yesterday was my youngest son's birthday. He turned 14. And he's been waiting literally for probably 2 months for an opportunity to shoot off some fireworks with me. And either there have been too many people around, or the wind was too high, or things are too dry in the last 2 months. Well, we've had over a foot of snow, although with all the wind, you couldn't tell it. It's gotten blown around and not too deep, in, at least not in the harbor, not too deep in places. But it's been snowing since Friday. Everything's thoroughly coated with wet, heavy snow this time of year. And last night, the wind, which had been in the 30 to 40 to 50 mile an hour range for days, dropped down in the 10 to 20. Well, that's the gentle breeze compared to what we've been dealing with. So that gave me something I could aim to. So we went down to the lakeshore near our house, which is an inland lake, about 1,200 yards from Lake Superior. At least at the spot where the house is. Maybe not. Maybe a little bit over 1,000 yards. And aimed the Roman candle on the lakeshore out over Lake Fanny Hole. And I noticed it was pretty late at that point, probably about 10:30 at night. to notice that there was ice forming along the shore. Now, Lake Fanny Ho is a pretty deep lake, and it's pretty sheltered, but you get an east or a west wind, and it turns it up pretty good. So it doesn't tend to freeze very early. But as soon as I saw the ice, I said, well, it's time. I can't wait any longer. Next door neighbor, Bob. I know you're listening. Your dock is finally out of the water. This is the latest I've done that. I'm not going to deny that, but I've always got it in and out before the lake started to freeze. And as I said, I started the sea ice along the shore last night. Been waiting for the right day to do it, and unfortunately, every good weather day to pull a dock out of the water in the last month, I've either had to work or I've been volunteering for the local high school. So today was the warmest day we've had in about a week. It's been like in the, you know, like 10, 8 to 10 degrees over the weekend. Today I get up into the low 30s, but it was also snowing, and snowing heavy. I took precautions. Normally I just pull the dock out of the water with my Jeep. My Jeep's up on a hill. It's about a 40, 50 foot drop down to the lakeshore from there. Use a heavy military tow strap wrapped around the end of the dock, the ironwork of the dock. And then I unbolt it, have a safety line on it, and drag it out. Well, today I put an extra safety line on it and hooked it up, unbolted it from the boardwalk. Now, this is a fairly long dock, but the way it's set up is that the end of it's connected to the boardwalk with six bolts, heavy bolts. And then the other end of it just has two long pipes going down into the lake that go to a wheelbase. And the whole thing is to suspend it off those wheels. You don't want to lose hold of the dock because on the side of the lake where I'm at, you get off the dock, there's a ladder that goes down in the water. At the ladder level, you're probably up to your knees in water. You walk 2 feet into the lake and you're over your head. And a little bit further than that, it's 40 feet deep. So if I lost the dock, it would go over the cliff, the water cliff, per se, and down in the deep water. And I really don't want to hire a scuba diver to go down and hook it up. So I always have safety lines on it. But unbolted everything today, put the Jeep in low range, four-wheel drive, put it in reverse, and I managed to go about 2 feet before the tires started spinning in the wet, heavy snow. At which point I went, all right. This is the first time this has ever happened. If it's the normal snow up here, I can get a bite and pull this thing out. But as I mentioned, there's two long poles that come off the end of this dock into the water, and it has to be lowered once you drag it out. And I normally use two come-alongs to do that. So I attached those two come-alongs to the boardwalk, ran the other ends of them out to the dock, and on each side of it, and then slowly cranked them in. Took me probably an extra hour, but between the Jeep, the safety line, and two come-alongs, there was no way that dock was going anywhere other than in. So I got that all in, put away for the winter, back where it's supposed to be, although a month late. Again, sorry, Bob, but I have been keeping an eye on it. It's safe. Everything's all right. And then part two of the never-ending Brockway story. Over the weekend, I picked up some Loctite Red, which is a much much more firm bolt seal. Bolt, as in B-O-L-T, not boat. Got to work on my enunciation in the evenings, I think. Drove up the west end of the mountain. Again, see reference to the dock. It's quite heavy snow, very slippery. Don't want to go too close to cliffs on the east end in this weather. It's about 20 miles round trip out of my way, but a lot safer. Still an interesting drive, but not nearly as white knuckle as going down the east side. Got up there, disassembled the wind generator in the snow and wind again. Took it all apart, coated all the threads with Loctite Red, and then reassembled the hub assembly on the generator, tightened everything down, and left it in unload position, which means that the generator is in a dynamic brake because that's got a cure for 24 hours, which means they get to drive up there again tomorrow. Although Mrs. Virtual Euphoria said that she'd like to come up on that trip. It's actually very pretty. You just have to take your time. So that's pretty much been it for this day here. Over the weekend, we did late night QRMs last Saturday night. It's our new night for the show. First time we've done the show without our captain. Barry, formerly known as Barry J, radio QRM and late night QRM, was not feeling well. And unfortunately, I was doing the fundraiser for the high school during the day, and I got back just in time for the show after I had eaten and found out that he wasn't going to be able to do it. And I was going to have to reconfigure all my equipment to host and record the show. I wasn't really prepared for that. But we managed, after a lot of cross-cabling and circuit A to circuit B and two MacBook Pros and using my iPhone as the microphone, we got the show up and running, and that'll be released sometime this week. It will be Late Night QRM Show 118. Wow, 11 minutes. I've been rambling tonight, just enjoying actually being able to stand outside and talk. So we'll keep you posted this week as things go on along. It's Thanksgiving here in the U.S. As I said, yesterday was my son's birthday. He was born on Thanksgiving Eve. That's when it was Wednesday night that year when he was born. So we had a nice Thanksgiving meal in the hospital that year. And then my oldest son, David, and I were invited to two other families' households the next day. So we were turkeyed out, but enjoyed it thoroughly. It's beautiful out. The lighthouse seems to have settled down with the snow coming down, this wet, heavy stuff. It's really, the light is just spreading everywhere, and it's beating against the green light of the range lights that shoot off the shore here. So until later this week, I'll check in again soon. Hope you're having a good week. This is Michael, Virtual Youper. Yeah, I can talk. You can tell I record this live, can't you? We'll talk to you soon. Take care.